said, oh, stop being mad, I had a lot of people in the brain.
Then I cut some off the cob, put it in the bags, put it in the freezer, and I put some in the hole to cook.
I like it. I can like it, you know, off cut it too sometimes. When I do, yeah, I used to raise and have me a comb. I had some comb when I was having my garden down there. I had a bunch of two rolls down there, and then I even cut off the comb, and then I boil it when I take a notion to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have no garden this year. They didn't want me to worry about no garden.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't borrowing no garden, but I get enough buy off the truck.
Yeah.
So I didn't get off the truck when they come through.
What I do, I get off the truck and put it in the freezer.
They used to take the kernels and put some kind of lye on them to get the husk off.
Kind of like big hominy. Now, you have to tell about that. Do you know what they call big hominy?
Oh, yeah, I make that.
Well,
I used to make it, but I don't make it now. Let me see. No, I ain't made rules. It's been a long time.
She said, how you make it?
Put you in a pot and boil and put your cinnamon in. You see what you put?
Well, you put lye in it?
You can drop you a little bit of lye in it. And they call it husking it off. Then you boil and take it up in a big pan, tub, or whatever you want to wash it in. And you wash all of that off. It'll take it every bit off from that top of it, you know, the husk called
it.
Uh-huh. And wash it and wash it till you get that comb white, back white, and put it back in that pot and boil it again.
Oh, yeah.
Like with the lye now.
Oh, yeah.
And wash that pot out good, and then you got two pots. Wash it out good and put it back in there, and that comb will get larger, bigger than your frame again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cook it
swell
up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I
swear, yeah, I like it though. I really like it.
I've seen it, yeah.
Don't eat it. I just sit down and eat it. Pick me a fork and eat it. It's fried when you eat it. You know, put your
food skin and look green
and black pepper. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. But Lord, I couldn't fool with nothing like that now.
Do you remember when they used to take it and grind it, the corn?
Yeah. Well, I go half into the mill, you know, down here in Morgan's Glen.
Yeah, they
right here in Morgan's Glen. We got a miller down here in Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
But the miller man, he died.
Yeah, down there making meal.
Did two.
Then you carry down there and make home.
Mm-hmm. Take that corn cat down there and make that meal. Cornbread?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not in when you buy it at the store. You got to be here sitting on the sack.
We go off on trips, and we went up there where they got this hand turning with the water turning it.
Mm-hmm.
And then people just buy that meal and have a little bit. And I said, well, I don't want that meal. I get me some self-rising meal, nobody would get that. I get five. But they get by, especially them white folks, they buy it worse than the black people. They buy that meal because it's turning in the water. Oh, yeah, it's a big wheel turning, and something be grinding in there. Oh, yeah, grind. Is that how they used to have it here? Yeah, it went by water? Down here, the mold. But you buy it. I buy mine.
I got used to the other kind too. Only when I'm going to use it for my meal. That's when I'm in your.
But I think this one, the mold, he's got some kind of machine. It done. It done.
They make it, and they got changes for good.
Well, that's the only time I've seen one of them looking off on this trip. They're looking at.
Did you ever eat anything made out of cornmeal that's like a mushy kind of pudding?
You used to call that cold mush.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know what that was.
No. Boil it and eat it like grits, you know.
Grits.
Call it mush, didn't I? I don't know.